It's time again for Aging Adventures, a monthly podcast featuring topics relevant to both baby boomers and seniors living within the 17-county Bluegrass region. Aging Adventures is brought to you by the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living and the Bluegrass Area Development District. Now here's your host, Christopher Hawks.
Welcome to the latest edition of Aging Adventures. I'm your host, Chris Hawks, and we have with us today Katie Fennell of Bluegrass Elder Law. I appreciate you being here today, Katie. We asked Katie to come on with us today to discuss advanced care planning and estate planning ahead of National Healthcare Decisions Day, which is officially tomorrow, April the 16th. National Healthcare Decisions Day exists to inspire, educate, and empower the public and providers about the importance of advanced care planning. National Healthcare Decisions Day is an initiative to encourage patients to express their wishes regarding healthcare and for providers and facilities to respect those wishes, whatever they may be. So thank you for being here today, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
Our first question is, what age should people complete their advanced care directive and or estate plans?
Right at age 18. And that's because you need to plan for incapacity. Anyone can have an accident at any age, and you need to be sure you have documents in place so someone can help you if you need help, not only with medical treatment, but finances as well. The same goes for estate planning, because usually when you're 18, you start working, so you might have an IRA or 401k or at the very least a bank account.
That's kind of shocking, actually, to hear age 18. You know, you normally think of estate plans and advanced care directives for much older people. But, of course, age is relative to everyone. We deal with seniors all the time who, frankly, haven't thought of that because, you know, they feel great and it just doesn't come to mind. They don't feel like it's a priority for them. And that's the whole purpose of National Healthcare Decisions Day, is to raise awareness that you always need a plan in place because anything could happen. And even though you may have spoken your wishes, they need to be documented in a way that would respect what you want. How does a person begin the process of completing their advanced care directives and estate plans?
Advanced care directives can be found in several different places for no cost, and it depends on what kind of document you're looking for. So most people know about the living will, otherwise known as the advanced care directive, and that's just what your choices are for end of life. So whether or not you want a feeding tube or a ventilator, just extraordinary care decisions. And Kentucky has a living will form that is available online for free. It's at the Kentucky Attorney General's website, which is ag.ky.gov. Now, that form does not give anybody the power to make any other decisions other than end of life. So you are able to appoint a healthcare surrogate, so the person that is implementing those decisions, but that is only for end of life. Most people should have what's called a healthcare power of attorney or a healthcare proxy, and that is drafted by an attorney, and it has a few more details in it, including things like a HIPAA waiver that gives your healthcare power of attorney the authority to talk to all of your medical providers so they can at least make an informed decision about your healthcare wishes. There's another form online called Five Wishes. It's available at FiveWishes.org. The Five Wishes is very similar. It asks five questions. What person you want to make your decisions for you when you cannot. What kind of medical treatment you do or do not want. Your wishes for how comfortable you want to be, and you're weighing having a controlled substance to help with pain against other side effects like being drowsy and alert. How you want people to treat you when you are ill, so what kind of dignity, how much information you want about what's going on around you, things like that. And finally, something you want your loved ones and healthcare team to know, just personal information or wishes or things you think might be relevant. And that is also online. The state of Kentucky does honor that as well as a advanced directive. There is what is called the MOST document, It is medical orders for scope of treatment. And that has to do with CPR, whether or not you want antibiotics, whether or not you want artificially provided fluids or nutrition. And it also has a do not resuscitate if that is your wish. That one is both prepared by and signed by your physician. That's usually meant for somebody with advanced chronic progressive illness with a life expectancy of less than a year. It does expire after a year. So that is truly just for terminal illness. I think the average person needs an advanced care directive. That most form is pink. It's always on pink paper. The patient gets the original. The physician or the hospital retains the copy. A copy of that is available at kymost.org. The final healthcare document would be an emergency medical do not resuscitate order. So for EMS to come, if you do not wish that for them to resuscitate you, that is the correct form. It is blue. It is required to be signed in front of a notary or two witnesses. You can find it with Bluegrass Care Navigators, formerly known as Hospice. Their website is bgcarenav.org, or you can call them at 855-492-0812, and they'll be very happy to assist you in that.
I'm glad you mentioned that these forms are available online, readily available, and seemingly fairly easy to complete. And I think that is a barrier to a lot of people when they're thinking about advanced care directives. They think it involves an attorney, or it's going to cost some money, or it's a big, long process, but it really isn't. And I think that's part of the issue is getting people aware that it really is not a difficult thing to do, and everybody can do it within just an hour or so or less, depending on how detailed they want it to be. And our next question, I think that you sort of answered this a little bit already. What information is contained in an advanced care directive, and how detailed should that information be?
It depends on what form you're filling out. The advanced care directive you can find at the Kentucky Attorney General's website is a check-the-box form. So it is a yes or no if you would like additional treatment. And it is a very specific time. It is if you have a terminal diagnosis or if you're permanently unconscious. So it is truly end of life, and it requires you to check, initial, and sign. And you have to sign it either in front of a notary or two witnesses. Those two witnesses should not be related to you. They should be neutral third parties.
Okay. Once advanced care directives and or estate plans are completed, who should be in possession of them, or where should they be kept?
As for the medical documents, you should keep copies in your home. Give copies to the person you've appointed as your healthcare surrogate or your healthcare proxy. Copies should go to all of your doctors, the local hospital. Some people choose to put them in safes or safety deposit boxes. Just be sure that your loved ones are able to access those.
And I'll shift gears here a little bit. We've mentioned estate plans a couple of times, and you as an attorney with Bluegrass Elder Law, that's one of your areas of expertise. If somebody wanted to get that process going, and that is very important as well. You mentioned when we started here that you should be thinking about estate plans when you're 18 and start to work, which also might come as a surprise to folks. So how would somebody get that process started?
Absolutely. Typically, our first round of questions has to do with what you own and how you own it. And it's very surprising to see that people just don't know. And the questions are, if you have a bank account, do you own it jointly? If you own a house, is just your name on the title? Is it you and your spouse? If you have life insurance, who's the beneficiary? We need to be able to see the big picture of what you own in order to further assist your final wishes.
And that is a service that Bluegrass Elder Law could provide.
Absolutely.
For any age, correct? Even though it's your name is officially Elder Law, but you could help anyone with
yes,
that.
Yes, we great. Do estate planning for all ages.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We are very happy to help anyone. of any age, and we tailor each plan to each individual family. So we get a lot of very basic questions that we can't answer right off the bat because I really need to know more about you and your personal situation and your family situation in order to come up with the best plan for you and your family. And it is my opinion that powers of attorney and healthcare directives are much more important than having a will or a trust. And I say that because there are laws in place as to what happens with your assets when you pass away if you don't have a will in place. But if something happens to you and somebody needs to assist you in medical decisions or in paying your bills, things like that, while you're in the hospital or incapacitated, if you don't have powers of attorney in place or a healthcare surrogate appointed, the only other alternative is guardianship court and to become appointed the legal guardian. And while that's not a horrible process to go through, it is time-consuming, and it does require a lot of paperwork and going in front of a judge to have that kind of decision. And that's just something that can cause more stress on a family in an otherwise already stressful situation.
Which is, that's when it's good to have an attorney that can handle those issues for them and take that stress away from them, because it can be a very tall order.
Absolutely.
When that time comes. All right. Well, thank you, Katie, for joining us today. And if you need any assistance with the estate planning or have questions or are looking into that, you can meet with Katie or one of her partners at Bluegrass Elder Law. And thank you for joining us today on this edition of Aging Adventures at the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living.
This has been Aging Adventures, a monthly podcast brought to you by the Bluegrass Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living and the Bluegrass Area Development District. Aging Adventures is produced by Christopher Hawks and directed by Tab Patterson. If you would like more information on the topic discussed, please visit our website at www.bgadd.org or contact our office at 859-269-8021. Thanks for listening.